This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
For 15 seasons now, we've been watching couples renovate properties on this little reality TV show called The Block. And this year, the contestants were tasked with the biggest reno ever, with the former boarding house in St Kilda called The Oslo. And we're very happy to welcome into the studios live my favourites from this year's, as well, they're very attractive, Cane Toads from North Queensland. It's the newlyweds, Tess and Luke. Guys,
hello.
Welcome g'day, to g'day. Joy.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, everyone.
We're so excited to have you here. I mean, I'm extremely excited, but I will shut up and let the others have a go.
Oh. Yeah.
Literally, we've seen your experience completing these homes on the show, and we want to know, how was your experience behind the scenes? You got any scoops for us that we don't know about?
Look, mate, it was a struggle. You know, it was crazy. It was 14 weeks of hell. I describe it as the worst fun that you could possibly have. Like, you got the highs and lows, all that blah, 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 boring stuff that I'm sure people are sick of hearing now. But, yeah, look, behind the scenes, everyone was just working till like 3 a.m. and back up at 5 to keep going. So, yeah, you literally run on no sleep. And when all they show is like a 2-minute snippet of maybe you're stopping for smoko, yeah, that makes the show, but not how hard everyone's working. So it was definitely hard to watch back.
Did they at least pay for your coffees? Is that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. My cafe van.
But we saw you cry when it got taken away. Yeah, you're going, don't take it away.
I like to have my TME hot chockey every morning, so that was devastating, but, you know,
so, keep going. So the auction's this weekend. How do you guys feel about your final product?
Oh. Yeah, look, our house is the best. It honestly is, and everyone that walks into it goes, heck, like, you guys have been slammed on the show. It doesn't look anywhere near as good as what it does. Like, every time people are coming through our house, like, you're going to win. You're going to win.
But you must admit, that kitchen table was ridiculous.
The
hanging off the bench.
Oh, yeah, terrible. Terrible.
But you know what? I said at day one, don't do a formal lounge room, do a formal dining room, because that's where you're going to have Christmas. It's a whole exciting thing. We don't sit there and drink our cups of tea in formal.
Talk about politics.
And talk about politics. Yeah. Now, a formal dining room is a get together, and I'm so happy to see you guys do it.
Yes.
Well, there you go, mate. We must have been channeling your vibes, Tom.
Well, maybe you took all my texts.
They finally came through.
Yeah, look, we know being on the block can cause a lot of stress, and relationships have shown crack beyond repair because we've had many blockheads over the years called their relationship quits.
Oh. Yeah.
But you guys instead decided to use the block as your honeymoon. I mean, what the hell were you thinking?
Yeah.
Has your marriage held up? How's it going?
We're still asking ourselves that question currently,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, look, so. I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend newlyweds to go on the show. Yeah, your first year of marriage is meant to be very romantic, and it's like almost starting the relationship again. It was hell. And we hated each other. And there were times we'd look at each other and we're like, who gets the dog? Like, who gets the dog? But, you know, as soon as it stopped as well, like, I mean, we had amazing times as well. And as soon as it ended, we were so proud of each other. And I think the honeymoon starts now, you know?
Oh, good.
And I think if we've survived that, my gosh, like, we can survive anything.
You guys are seasoned renovators. We've heard that you've renovated a Queenslander as well. But it's a lot different, I'm assuming, being under that pressure. The size of that building just looks ridiculous.
Mm. Well, look, the square meterage of our house back home was 80 square meters. This one is 500 down here. It took us 3.5 years to do the one back home in Cairns. So to do 500 square meters in 14 weeks was massive. There's nothing you can do to prepare yourself for that kind of build. But, hey, look, we made it through with, all our fingers and toes still attached and still got the wedding bands on too.
Yeah.
So
good
great.
To see. Yeah.
So good. But let's talk about the other homes you're up against. Mm. How do you feel about the whole party house next door? Do you think that's going to affect sales?
Oh, hang on. You're not allowed to call it the party house because Mitch and Mark will cry and then get abusive and, you know, threaten people of being homophobic, even though the whole time they've talked about it. But we won't go down that track. We've already done it before. Go on. Let's move on.
Okay,
hypocrites,
well,
but I know that I never said that.
Well, it's the party house again, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's we could change that now. Yeah. Until he got insulted about leaving a beer bottle there, then his face went again. I thought, a bit more fillers he could show.
Claws
maybe
are
more
out,
reaction.
Thomas.
No, I've never been so angry over a couple in house.
All right. You've asked your question. Let him in.
Shots fired.
Look, so the party house was really, really pushed. And we just don't care. We didn't care at the time. And it kept going, going, going. And it's St. Kilda. Who's chasing a really quiet lifestyle if you're going to buy a three-story mansion in St. Kilda? Like, it's just, yeah, it got a bit ridiculous, the whole party thing. We don't care. Like, honestly, our house is better. We believe our house is the best house on the block, and no one is going to buy these houses if they just want complete silence.
And right, look where it is in St. Kilda.
Exactly.
We all know the address where it is, so it's not a little quiet back street down the back.
Well, no, that's right.
It. And it's Grey Street. Yeah. It's full of life, you know. It's full of love. So.
It's fun. It's a fun, colourful place. And you know what? When I first got there, I went, oh, God, I wouldn't live here. And now I go, wow, like, I would love to live here. This is fun. It's fun.
Well, my husband is in here, and I did tell him to get out and get a third job because I need $4.5 million to buy I would love to live there.
Yeah. Hustle, baby, yeah.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, look, I did actually, as we said, you could probably hear, you know, Mitch and Mark, I found him very passive-aggressive in the interviews to the cameras. You know, when things weren't going their way, they got a little bit nasty. But look, we all know it's a reality show, and it's all going to be... Did you get along with your neighbours? Did you get along with everybody? Were they as nice behind the camera, or was he... nice to your face, then bitch about your on camera.
Look, I think, to be honest, we all had drama. Then that's a fact. Like, we're all running on no sleep. We're, you know, stressed out of our eyeballs. We miss our families. Everyone's got their own personal things going on at the time as well. You know, your home, well, your life back home is still going. So you would definitely have arguments. I don't think anyone ever argued with Andy and Deb because how can you?
Well, they're the ones who are going to say they were my second favourite. How beautiful
they're
were they?
Stunning.
They were just lovely.
Yeah.
I hate how nice.
Yeah,
and the house looks good too.
Stunning
from what
house.
I've seen,
yep,
like that kitchen with that light coming through, they've done a good job.
But you know, we all had drama, but we all supported each other very much. And you know, you ask, you know, about, you know, say some of the boys might say something to the camera, but something else to our face. I think we all worked each other out pretty quickly, and we knew what was going on. But it's also a competition, and that's what we're there, I guess, first and foremost for. And you know, we all just deal with it differently, and you can't worry about that. Who cares?
Look, we won't be inviting the boys over for a cup of coffee anytime soon, but we will always hold a respect for them.
Yeah,
you know, seeing what they created and how hard
they
worked.
Did you get anybody nicer started?
Really quick, I want to know, what's the transition like to being famous now? What's that? That's going to be crazy, right?
We're not famous.
Yes, well, we're getting starstruck here right now. So.
we got goosies. I think in Cairns, it's easy. No one really cares about
you. No, they don't care.
In Melbourne, everyone goes wild. Yeah, so, used to it. It's pretty strange, but it'll be over in a couple of days.
Well, I am going to say, Kez, I loved you on Sunday nights and during the reveal. The other contestants turned up looking like they were going to join on a runway, and there was times that you weren't. You didn't even brush your hair.
No.
It was hilarious. I thought, oh, please, sweetheart, you're gorgeous. Don't age.
No,
that show?
Honestly.
But I'm looking at you now. I'm glad to see it didn't age you.
You had a little bit of, you know, I've sorted myself out.
Okay, thank God.
It's bruising.
You know what? I was real through the show and after, and you don't look gorgeous. You just don't. They do your hair and makeup for reveal, and you go and have a little sleep. And I went, oh, I don't care. I've looked worse while renovating. Whatever. This is who I am. So
well, I think I heard you on the last show going, oh, do I have to come out? I've got to have a shower. Look at the hard stuff and getting your more concerned.
That was an effort.
Oh, this Sunday night, it's all happening. It's going down. It's the final episode, the auction of the block.
Yes.
Nervous? Excited?
Yeah, look, we're definitely excited. We're absolutely stoked with the home that we've been able to put together in the past 14 weeks. We got the great, you know, David Wood to auction our house off. So,
oh, who doesn't want wood at the auction?
Exactly. I mean, everyone loves a bit of wood in their life, don't they? So, look, we've done all we can do now. So, yeah, we'll just have to calm the nerves and fingers crossed that the cane toads from North Queensland get the win.
Banana benders, I was teaching them all with the sweat.
I love it.
Jess and Luke, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.